let's talk about what this judge says and does not say, okay? The judge says that the claims made by Jane Doe number three against you and Prince Andrew and others are not material to the case that they are trying to join against the U.S. government. What the judge does not say is whether the claims made by Jane Doe number three are true or untrue. Having said that, what's your reaction?
Well, I feel completely legally vindicated. We filed a motion asking him to strike these claims as irrelevant and improperly put in the lawsuit. He can't determine whether it's true or not. He hasn't heard evidence. He hasn't heard witnesses. I've submitted a sworn affidavit categorically denying the truth. There will be an opportunity for us now to cross-examine this woman because we've served her. She tried to evade service, but we found her in Colorado. We served her, and we will now cross-examine her and prove that all of our allegations are totally
false. Let me go back, though. You feel completely legally vindicated.
That's right.
Personally vindicated? Not yet.
No, I think we have more to go. Look, I'm being sued by the lawyers for telling the truth on the Today Show. So there's another opportunity for me to prove that what I said is true. I also don't feel vindicated in another way. The media splashed the original charges on the front page of almost every newspaper, and very few newspapers have even printed the fact that the judge has now vindicated us legally.
Do you have any sense at all or any indication that Jane Doe number three has changed her tune or changed her story in regards to you and inappropriate actions and contact on your part?
Well, I hope so, because if she repeats what she has said under oath in a deposition, she will be committing perjury, and she will be appropriately charged and sentenced to prison. Remember, the real victims here are rape victims, real rape victims. When you have a situation like this where a woman makes up a charge out of whole cloth, or the Rolling Stone magazine case, or the Duke case, that hurts real rape victims. That's why there have to be consequences for these kinds of false charges.
So let me just ask you again directly. Do you categorically deny that you had any inappropriate contact with this woman who's now known as Jane Doe
number
three?
I never had any contact. I don't know who she is. I never met her. She made up the whole story out of whole cloth. I can prove that. I will prove it categorically when given an opportunity to do so in court, but I feel entirely vindicated legally because the judge's action now puts me in the position I was in legally prior to any of these charges having been made.